Welcome back to another episode of Why Hate This Movie, where the Misfits of Cinema podcast, and I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I am doing well. So we're coming up on Christmas holidays.
Yes.
Your favorite time of the year.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Being in retail.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you love all the merriment.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real good time. Be sure whenever you walk through a department store this time of year to verbally accost the associates that work there. They love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's all their fault.
I just ordered my stuff online now, so.
Yay, Amazon.
Woo! Woo!
We'll all work for them soon.
Yeah. So today we're talking about the original Santa Claus.
Yes.
1994.
Mm-hmm.
With Tim Allen.
Yes.
And other people.
And other people. Yes. There were faces I recognized in this, but I can't really remember their names.
Yeah.
But I think whenever I watch this movie, I really feel like this is probably the best of the single dad movies I think I've ever seen. Right?
I don't, you know, there's some good ones from the 90s. Like,
yeah,
I really enjoyed Man of the House. I don't know if you remember that one, but
yeah. I do.
That one had Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, if this was, say, a Robin Williams movie where we were dressing as a woman, it would have been better.
I mean, it's pretty much the exact same movie. He loses custody. He does some crazy shit, dresses up as Santa. Misses Doubtfire.
Yeah.
He just dresses up as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference.
Yeah. It's a lot of difference.
Oh.
It's a lot of difference.
One of them is tripping on mushrooms and hallucinating going to the North Pole. You're right.
Right. And the other is a Tim Allen movie.
Yeah.
I really feel like this is, this is the better movie in its genre. You know, all the Christmas stuff aside,
mm-hmm.
because the new stepdad doesn't feel over the top evil or nothing.
No.
I kind of sympathize with this guy a little bit. Like,
yep, he's a shrink.
And, yeah.
He's just, you know, he just based his life off reality.
Right.
A normal person would be like, okay, Santa doesn't exist.
Right.
So when all this stuff goes down, it's kind of like, all right, there's got to be a logical explanation for it, right?
Yeah.
But no, he's just Santa.
I feel bad for Neil.
Yeah.
You're delusional. You really need to talk to me professionally.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy, and he seems like a good dad. So.
Yeah.
Stepdad. He's trying his hardest with very hard circumstances to go off of.
Yeah. How old do you think you were when you, you know, didn't believe in Santa anymore?
I don't know if I ever really believed in Santa Claus.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. I don't know. I think I was probably 6 or 7. I think I was that old. Because I can remember staying up late night trying to catch Santa coming in. But literally, the one year I stayed up with my sister to like almost midnight, I remember trying to catch Santa. We ended up passing out anyways. And after we passed out, our parents had got us bicycles. And they literally just assembled the fucking bicycles in the living room while we were asleep.
Nice. You mean Santa?
Oh, yeah, Santa. Damn, yeah. Santa's good.
Yeah.
But I do remember waking up the next morning like, damn, Santa's good.
Slipped right down our trailer chimney.
But, yeah, I think it wasn't long after that. I think I was probably about 6 years old.
I honestly don't have a lot of memories of Christmas.
Well, you moved around a lot.
We moved around, and my childhood is kind of broken, so
yeah.
I don't really remember. Yeah, I can't remember a time where I was like, yay, Santa. Like, I was just, it was always, I think my parents just told me really early on, when I was really young. That or my brother was just like, oh, hey, yeah, Santa Claus isn't real. They're just our parents putting the presents under the tree. And that was the end of that. So,
yeah,
I don't ever really have a memory. I never got that childhood joy stripped from me. As a child, I didn't notice. I think up until last year, I watched this movie last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood the title of this movie.
Really?
The Santa Claus. I never put two and two together as a child, and I never really thought about it ever since then, since when I watched it when I was a kid, that the Santa Claus, is spelt with an E because it's actually him signing on to be Santa, and he's signing the clause.
Yeah, it's a contract.
Yeah.
So, to show how stupid I am, I can't remember how clause is actually spelled. Is it spelled like clause?
So, yeah, Santa Claus is actually doesn't have an E.
Okay.
So, that this title of the movie has an E on it because the clause is him actually signing the clause of becoming Santa.
That's good. Like, it never even occurred to me.
Yep.
I probably misspell it to this day. You probably, because of this movie.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people have just been misspelling Santa Claus this whole time. Yeah, there's no E on Santa Claus.
Oh. Gosh. But I can't remember. I don't know if we watched this when it come out. Probably not. We didn't really go to the movies a lot when I was a kid. So this was probably like the holiday season afterwards. This is back in the day when a movie would come out. And you wouldn't get a VHS copy until like 8 or 9 months later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you're watching this the next year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I'm guessing I probably saw this in theater. I don't remember. We wouldn't watch a lot of movies in theater, especially family movies like this.
Yep. This movie was plugging Disney Plus before it ever existed.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Which, you know, I gotta commend this movie. There was a lot of opportunities to just throw in advertising in all of North Pole with all the toys and shit. They could have had so many opportunities.
Yeah.
But they never did. They never exploited it, and it wasn't about just that extra cash grab.
I feel like it's a very different filmmaking. You know, being an older movie, it wasn't just plug product placement, stuff like that. Could you imagine if this was a brand new IP that come out this year? It'd be absurd.
Yeah.
It would be unwatchable. But literally,
especially being Disney,
yeah,
there'd be nothing but Marvel toys and Disney toys.
This would be like Space Jam 2.
Yes.
It would be that bad. Yeah.
It would just be a product placement lineup, like you're watching a fucking hour and a half commercial.
Yep. Yeah. Here's all of our toys we're pushing. Yep. Here's our Disney Plus channel.
Now you have to go buy your kids all of these.
You need to get everybody a Baby Yoda. Yeah.
You know, 100% Baby Yoda would be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they shoved Baby Yoda in the series.
Oh, God. I've not watched the series.
So I actually watched it before we watched the movie today.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I had to rewatch a couple episodes because I kept falling asleep. But I don't want to give too many spoilers away. We'll save that for the end.
Okay.
You know, there's a few things that I want to talk about with the series.
Okay.
But so just starting off. We're at a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And Tim Allen's character, Scott Calvin, SC, you know, because he's Santa Claus. He works at a toy company and they develop toys.
Right.
I guess that's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You do R&D on toys and stuff like that. I mean, you got to think in the early 90s, before everything existed, people could create new toys. Now everything exists, so it's just like, what flavor of last year's toy do you want this year?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of new toys coming out. It's all just kind of rinse and repeat. There's no new innovations anymore.
Every once in a while, you'll get something actually new that comes out, right? Like the one year we got hoverboards that murdered people.
Right? But that's just all like,
and then after that technology. Not long after that we got Razor scooters that also murder people.
They had the Heelys one year, which also murder people.
Yeah. And they said lawn darts are dangerous. Oh.
Can you buy lawn darts?
No, you can't buy lawn darts. I hear they murder people.
What was the purpose of a lawn dart originally?
Well, you see, you would stand on one side of the yard, and I would stand on the other, and then we would throw a big spike in the air and see if we could hit each other with it.
I've never seen
a lawn... I'm sure that's not how you play with lawn darts.
I've never seen a lawn dart used outside of murdering someone with one in a movie.
I honestly have no idea. I think it's a horseshoes kind of game.
Oh.
What are horseshoes?
So you have like a target? It's like a bow and arrow, but just throwing?
No, it's a dart.
I know it's a dart. Yeah, I've seen lawn darts.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's like a horseshoe game.
What are you aiming? You'd have to have a target.
I mean, there's a target on the ground. You're not actually throwing it at each other. Okay. But no, I'm sure that's exactly why it doesn't exist anymore. It's because kids will line up and throw them at each other.
Well, yeah, that seems safe enough.
It's a big spike.
I've played worse games as a kid.
God, we did all kinds of unsafe crap when we were kids.
Oh, yeah. It's a miracle that we're alive today.
How many times did you ever hop on, like, a trash can lid or a car hood or a tire or something like that and get pulled around in the ice and snow behind a pickup truck?
Yep.
Woo!
Or four-wheeler.
Roll Tide.
How many times I went through the woods and just crossed a river on a tree log?
Yeah.
Climbed an unsafe tree.
You didn't get a bridge to Terabithia?
No. No, I didn't fall in and wash away. And then they had explained to Danny how I died in the woods.
Your friend's dead. I'm surprised there wasn't more unsafe things in this movie. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we are flying through the air in a sleigh with no seatbelts or anything like that. And you know what? We're real high up. And these reindeer apparently are like fighter pilots and they like to twirl this thing around.
Yeah. Yeah, they fly upside down and all kinds of stuff. It's definitely not safe.
Yeah.
But it's magic.
It's magic. It's sure. It's magical.
So, after the party, Tim Allen drives home.
Yes.
And you pointed out that you see a little elf in the city.
Yeah.
As they kind of, almost like they're watching him.
So when he's driving through the town, there's a part in the very beginning of this movie where all the kids are looking in like a department store window or whatever and all the stuff inside of it, right? You know, like kids used to do back in the day.
Yeah, window shopping.
Yeah, window shopping. You know, when they were allowed to stay out after nightfall and stuff and just walk around town. I wish I was young again.
Now you window shop on your phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you open up a window on your phone and like, Amazon, I want this.
Yeah.
You better get here in 2 days. I don't care if you have to work the factories to death.
Yeah. You pee in that bottle. I need my product now.
But there was an elf in that first scene. And that's when it clicked and it occurred to me. This was a hit job. Mm-hmm. This was a setup to begin with. Now, I don't think they realized that they were going to capture this guy, right? But I think they had every intent of pushing Santa off a roof. I think the elves did it.
Mm.
They're infiltrators, man. They're everywhere. You saw it in the last scene in the movie.
Yeah.
They walk among us. They are the lizard people of this world. The earth is flat and the elves exist.
So
they are the lizard people of this world. But this is definitely a hit job. I think the old Santa was getting too old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, we got to cash this guy in. Right. I think it just so happened to be Scott Calvin. But maybe it wasn't just so happened to be. Maybe they planned it.
Well, they kind of cover this in the series.
Oh, my God. Am I spinning truth?
No.
Oh, you had me worried.
No. So, yeah, you think that, okay, what you're talking about is Santa shows up at Tim Allen's house.
Yeah.
And his kid and him walk outside, or he walks outside. He's like, hey, you.
Mm-hmm.
Kills Santa. Santa, like, slips, falls off the roof, dies. Yeah. And this is where he finds the claws. The boy runs out and is like, oh, you murdered Santa. And the clause just says, put on the suit and the reindeer know what to do.
Yeah.
But he didn't read the fine print. They always get you with the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
The fine print says is you're locked into being Santa forever until you die.
Or yeah.
Some other thing happens where you're not Santa anymore.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
fucked. But this is why you don't sign things until you read the fine print, right?
Well, he didn't sign, but I guess engaging and putting on the jacket was the signature.
Yep.
Yes.
So he, in turn, becomes Santa.
Yes.
At first, he's reluctant, and then they're just kind of going around delivering presents, and it's like this goofy trope.
Yeah.
And then after he ends up in the North Pole.
He thinks Judy at Denny's slipped him drugs or something in his coffee.
So, yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. So, of course, little Charlie, his parents are going through divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Divorced long enough that the mother's done checked up with a psych.
Yeah.
Probably her shrink.
Yeah. It's they've been split up for a minute.
Yeah. He's getting Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Santa Claus. He's getting Charlie for Christmas Eve. And he hasn't cooked anything. So he throws a turkey and burns all the food.
Yeah.
So they go. They have a nice evening at Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the only place open on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And the only people in Denny's. Some type of Japanese company.
Asians?
Yep, so Asians celebrating. And single fathers who have also all burnt the turkey.
Yep.
And none of these dads can cook, so they all end up at Denny's with their children.
Yeah.
And it's just a place where hopes and dreams go to die. Much like Denny's in our reality.
Oh, man.
Denny's today.
I can't remember the last time I've been to a Denny's.
The only time you actually go to Denny's is when it's like between midnight and 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And normally there's some ex-con working and the waitress has some stab wounds on them. Some cigarette burns.
Denny's.
They just got out of the strip club.
Denny's is where you go when Waffle House is too fancy for you.
Yeah. Waffle House is pretty much on par, but
well, do meth heads fall out of the ceiling of Denny's?
No, I think Waffle House is actually a step down from Denny's. Denny's is like a slightly higher quality,
a little bit,
same concept. I think Denny's doesn't serve waffles; they serve pancakes, and Waffle House serves waffle pancakes.
Ooh, fancy!
It's kind of like IHOP. IHOP doesn't serve waffles.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's an International House of Pancakes.
Yeah, I understand that. They really don't serve waffles?
Nope.
Man, I would bet anything that they serve waffles. Nope.
That's Waffle House.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to get sued over trademarks.
Yeah, man, you don't step on the competition's
feet, man. Anyways.
So yeah, he murders Santa.
He does.
And then flies around, pretends to be Santa. Ends up in the North Pole, and we meet Bernard, who's the head elf.
Yes.
Going back and watching this now, one of the main questions that everyone had was, why didn't the elves care about the original Santa dying?
Because they killed him.
I mean, but it's just business as usual. They get there, there's a completely new guy, and they're just like, yep, you're Santa. This happens all the time, it feels like, right?
It must. So, I can't remember how old Bernard said he was. Judy says she was over 1,200 years old, right?
Yep.
You got to think they probably go through a new Santa every 20, 30 years. So, if they go through a new Santa every 20 or 30 years, then she's probably seen, what, 300-400 Santas in her tenure there?
You think so.
So, yeah, it's probably nothing to them.
Well, I don't know if we ever find out how old Bernard is in this, in the movies, but in the series, we find out that he's 1,600 years old.
Okay. So, he's seen a lot of Santas. Yeah, a lot.
So,
he's murdered
not only
a lot of Santas.
So, jumping ahead a little bit to a different movie, Santa Claus 2, we find out they have the clause that he has to marry Santa, a female, you know, he has to have a Mrs. Claus, right?
Yes.
So that leads you to believe that not only did this Santa Claus die, they also just chucked out the original Mrs. Claus.
Yep, turn her into reindeer food.
Those elves don't give a shit. And they're just like, oh, pack it up. She's gone. We got a new one coming in.
Oh my God. The bloodlust of the elves really haunts me.
They're not children.
No, they're not.
They're hundreds of years old.
It's like how they describe hobbits in Lord of the Rings. They would look like children to your eyes.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I mean, honestly, if you had to work 364 days a year, it's just being paid in fudge. It's just slave labor.
But who's the real slave? Is there a clause forcing the elves to be there in servitude? We already see that they circumnavigate the globe. They're embedded everywhere.
I don't think that they were there as a hit. I mean, obviously, since I've seen the show now, it doesn't really explain why the elves are there. I think that the elves are just among us, kind of like Santa's eyes and ears. They're just watching the children around them.
I don't know.
To see if they're naughty or nice.
I don't know about this, because Santa's the only one who decides if they're naughty or nice.
Yeah, but he has to get his information from somewhere, right?
No, he just knows.
No, if you listen to the stupid jingle, it always says he's watching you.
Yeah, but Santa is supposed to just know if you've been naughty or nice. It's not, he doesn't have to have spies.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? What if he had, the elves are actually watching children?
Because the Bernard told him just to read the list and write P or C, presents or coal, right? And that he would just know.
Yeah.
So why does he need spies?
Maybe that's the science part of the magic. Maybe the magic is him knowing, but the science part is the elves are watching us, our children, and checking off the times they're naughty or nice.
So they're not elves, they're Asgardians.
Yeah.
Where I come from, science and magic are much the same thing.
Okay, yeah.
They're Asgardians. They use the power of the Bifrost. That's how Santa gets around the globe, is, you know, with the Bifrost.
Well, actually, he gets around the globe through wormholes.
What? Mm-hmm. Is this real? Are you making this up?
In the show, he uses wormholes.
No. I mean, he would just be moving at the speed of light.
No.
Any time dilation effect would allow Santa to circumnavigate the globe in minutes.
Yeah. But, and I'm telling you, in the show, he uses wormholes. That's how he travels around so fast.
Doesn't make any sense.
There's wormholes just up in the sky. They
go to every house. So every time a new home is built, the elves have to build a new wormhole.
No, the wormholes go to an area. So they're like general areas.
Yeah, but you still have to have some kind of time dilation in effect whenever you get to that area. It still takes time to put presents under trees. Why do people not realize that there's all this crap under their tree that nobody bought?
That's because Santa isn't real. Oh, my God. This is a movie.
Oh, my God. So, I'm supposed to believe that Santa goes from place to place on Earth the same way the Goa'uld go from planet to planet in Stargate.
Yeah.
Wormholes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it.
I mean, I'm sure he's traveling fast or slows time down still, but
yeah,
he is going through wormholes that teleport around the major cities.
They could have just said light speed. It made so much more sense.
Would it, though?
It would.
You think the reindeer are already flying through magic, and he's using magic to get into houses.
Right. I would have bought that the sleigh has a warp core.
See, that's
And the runners are nacelles.
Mm. So that's more of like an elf thing, where he has the engine strapped in.
Yeah. Wormholes. Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Wormholes.
Yep.
Help. He's pulling us into his delusion.
This movie had some great CGI, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It did.
I mean, it's 1994, so it's acceptable, I guess.
Yeah.
So here's a fun fact. The reindeers.
Oh, geez.
Reindeers.
Uh-huh.
Shed their antlers every year.
Yes, they do.
Right? Male reindeers shed their antlers in November, going into the winter season, because for survival instincts,
yes,
shed them that way they're not hunted down. Females don't shed their antlers until May or so, when they usually give birth. Well, all these reindeer have antlers.
Right.
And during Christmas. So the only explanation is that all of his deer are females.
I mean, maybe. They could just bolt them on.
I guess.
I mean, makes just as much sense as anything else.
I'm just saying, they would have been female reindeer.
Yeah, but whenever you're watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all the reindeer that pull Santa's sleigh are male.
Are they?
They are.
Why? Because they tell you they're male?
Because that's what they identify as, Derek.
Oh. But they're female.
Rudolph's father is Donner. Donner is a male reindeer.
Okay.
He pulls Santa's sleigh. We've seen it.
Oh, we have?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All I'm saying is, these fucking reindeer have antlers. They would be female.
Maybe they're just magical reindeer that don't lose their antlers. You're trying to tell me that every reindeer that pulls Santa's sleigh is a girl boss?
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it.
That's just...
This isn't...
If you're going by nature, those would all have to be females.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Sure.
In the North Pole, we get a little Easter egg.
Do we?
Tim Allen picks up a little kid's tool belt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know...
He's Tim the Toolman Taylor.
He is. And that was going on the same time we did this movie.
So. Yeah, it was. I can't remember if Tim Allen still did stand-up when this was going on as well.
Maybe, but I'm pretty sure he was just doing TV and movies at this point. So
yeah. I think he'd done surpassed stand-up.
Yep. He'd already made it.
I've never watched any of his stand-up either. This is another guy. Like, I've never really watched any of Robin Williams' comedy. I've never really watched any of Tim Allen's comedy or, you know.
There's
a lot of these guys that are in movies and stuff. I've never really seen their stuff.
Robin Williams has some great stand-ups.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Tim Allen, I remember seeing one of his stand-ups. He's funny.
But I would imagine...
He's more on the clean side.
Yeah. I would imagine that all of his comedy is essentially dad humor.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the character he always plays.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think of it as like a Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Without the
drugging women.
Yeah, the drugging and raping.
Yeah. Yeah, without the pudding pops.
Yeah.
The North Pole looked good. It did. If you would want to know what the North Pole would look like before the internet, it would look like the North Pole in this movie. After the internet, it would probably just look like, I don't know, something from Starfleet. Glass consoles everywhere.
So North Pole is underground in this.
Yeah.
But all the other movies and the show, it's above
ground. It's an open city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's above ground on everything else.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they decide to move it to get out of the cave.
It would make more sense for it to be underground, though.
Yeah, just for the stance that people wouldn't fly over and see it.
Is the North Pole even solid ice?
Well, it's kind of in Greenland, but the North Pole moves. The actual true North.
Yeah.
Moves. It's because the magnetic field moves.
Yeah.
So it's actually in Canada somewhere, some shit like that. But when you look at a globe, the North Pole is like up at the top of Greenland, in between Greenland and Russia.
Yeah.
But that's not actually where true north is anymore.
Yeah. For some reason, every time I remember when I was a kid, every time I would think of North Pole, I would think about this like Antarctica type place
mm-hmm.
that just doesn't exist.
I mean, Antarctica exists.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But, you know, up north. Yeah.
They'd just pretty much be like polar bears running around starving to death.
Oh, God.
Some seals and shit.
What's all the brown stuff on the polar bears? What is that, oil?
Maybe global warming would be a good thing. For the elves,
mm-hmm.
because maybe if it thaws out enough, they can get free of their enslavement.
But they're not trapped. They are not the slaves. We are.
Okay. If your whole existence was just only knowing one way of life and never having any knowledge of the outside world whatsoever, would you feel like you were trapped?
I do feel like I'm trapped.
Okay, there you go.
But I'm not a slave.
I mean, you pretty much are.
Well, it's different. Corporate slavery is different.
Yeah.
We're all corporate slaves. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody tells these elves where they can or can't live.
Okay.
They choose to live there. They choose to live there. Like I said, we've already seen them in the general population. They can live wherever they want to live.
Maybe. Apparently, I mean, according to you, they're just there to hit Santa and then get out. They don't actually live there.
They are manipulating our entire society for unforeseen reasons. I'm not sure why. I don't know what the long game is for them to do this.
Maybe they want to make us all their slaves.
I mean, we're definitely something, right? It's kind of the situation where the gods need our prayers to exist. Maybe they need our belief in order to fuel the Christmas magic that makes them immortal. So it behooves them to keep just making toys to keep us tricked into believing that they're real, even though they are actually real. So that, you know, our prayers fuel their immortal souls.
That's kind of how it works in the show. They actually...
God, I'm good. I'm good. I should write that show.
You did catch the end of it when they all reappeared.
I have no idea why they reappeared.
Yeah, that they actually disappeared because the belief in Christmas was diminishing. So they do disappear.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
Yep. It's kind of like an elf, you know, how they... It's the same thing. Like, his magic starts waning.
Yes.
And it's the same concept where their magic kind of fuels everything. Our belief in them.
Yeah.
Children's belief. Because adults can't comprehend magic in this world. We forget what magic exists. As we get older, we forget magic exists.
It's
so it's children's belief in them that fuels.
It's much the same way that tricks used to be shaped like fruit. But now we can't see it anymore. Because tricks are for kids. Right? it's much the same way that like Lucky Charms marshmallows, they used to actually be different shapes and stuff, but now they're just like colored blocks. We just can't see it anymore because it's for kids.
I'm pretty sure you could still buy.
No, it's over.
I haven't had cereal in a couple of years. So I don't know.
It's very much like when we were children, we used to be able to taste the individual fruit flavors and Fruit Loops. But no. Now as adults, it all tastes the same because it's for kids.
No, it's just because they all taste exactly the same. There's no individual flavors.
Yeah, maybe.
It all mixes together anyways. You're eating them all together.
Uh-huh.
It's all just carbs now. Sugars.
And all the other things you miss. Anyways, we are the slaves. We don't realize it, but we are the slaves. We're the battery, right? This is the Matrix. They live in the reality. We're just their battery.
Okay.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I mean, that's fine. You think elves are controlling the...
They need a younger, vibrant Santa every so often, and if they have to flush the old Santa down the toilet to make that happen, they'll do it.
Maybe he learned too much.
There's no Claus Empire up there.
So, I'm just going to go ahead and get into the show a little bit. The show kind of fills in these plot holes of this movie.
Yeah.
So, the original Claus... I'm sorry, well, not the original, but Santa Claus before him...
Yes.
He was a Santa Claus all the way up until the Great Depression. We meet him. He's fine. He goes into this parallel universe where they call it Yule time or some shit.
Yeah, Yuletide.
Yeah, and he meets all the other Clauses and stuff. And they had chosen him. The whole thing where the Mrs. Claus, before them, there was no Mrs. Claus. So Tim Allen was actually chosen as an experiment from the original Santa, and Bernard chose him.
Oh my God, he's a victim of a forced breeding program?
He is the original, he's the first human to ever be Santa Claus. All the other Santa Claus that came before him were created through magic.
What?
Yes.
What?
So.
I would have believed if you would have just said they were aliens.
No.
What?
They're all created through magic. He is the first human that they ever, because they didn't want humans to be Santa Claus because humans mess up. Humans are prone to messing up and ruining everything.
Oh my God.
So they added the Mrs. Claus clause into his clause because they wanted him to have children. They wanted children to grow up in the North Pole and see if they could breed magic into the children, which his children, he has two kids, two new kids in the show, right? And the oldest boy has Santa Claus's power where he can see the portals and he could tell if people are naughty or nice. And the youngest girl has the ability to talk to animals.
It's horrifying. I think I'm going to be sick. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They forcibly made him into a human.
They didn't force him.
Breeding program.
They chose him.
So they could genetically modify his children to be superior beings.
Yep, superior, a perfect Santa.
Are all the elves Nazis?
No.
Are they Nazis? This is some Nazi stuff.
No.
They're breeding the superior race. Mm-hmm. This is eugenics. This is Nazi stuff. Jesus. Wow. 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 I was right. They selected him from the population. This was a hit job the whole way along. Oh my God, dude.
They didn't murder the previous Santa Claus.
Because he wasn't alive to begin with.
He wasn't. He was magic. That's why he disappears.
Oh my goodness. He was targeted. This was a hit the entire time.
He met. So it also it shows a flashback where he meets Santa as a child.
That's why his son's a nobody. Because his son is a pureblood human.
Charlie, yeah. It shows Charlie in the show, but he's just a normal person. He still knows who his dad
is. That's why they dispose of him.
But yeah, he's kind of just has his family and lives a normal life.
Oh my God. This is the most horrible thing I've ever heard. Is this show supposed to destroy Santa for me?
No, it's just it's filling in all the plot holes from the original movies, Danny.
Oh my goodness. Oh, this is bad. This is so much worse than I ever could have dreamed. Oh God.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh no. No.
All I'm saying is his son's gonna be the perfect Santa Claus, okay?
Yeah, because he's bred by the Nazis to be.
He's fueled by magic. He doesn't need the magical belief that all the other previous Santas needed. He can function without that magic.
That's terrible. Because it means he just has a blank slate. He has a carte blanche to do all the horrible things you could ever possibly imagine. Because he could become a magical killing machine. And he wouldn't need us to believe in him to fuel him. They're releasing the child from Brightburn upon us and hoping for the best.
He's still generally a good person. He just doesn't understand how our society
works.
Oh
my God, for now, until he realizes bullets bounce off of him.
There's nothing saying he's bulletproof.
My God.
It's not like Santa Claus is super powerful. He's not Superman in this world.
Oh my goodness.
He just has the ability to tell if people have been naughty or nice and what their dreams and hopes were.
Oh.
And the ability to like go down extra-dimensional spaces.
Oh,
and stuff
my brain hurts. This is horrific.
And see portals in the sky.
This is horrific. Oh no. No. This is as evil as it gets.
It's fine. It's for a good reason, Danny. Think about all the advancements that the Nazis came out with in the medical field. All I'm saying is Kanye might be onto something.
You were literally Dr. Halsey talking about the pros of the crimes against humanity perpetrated upon children just to create Spartans.
Yeah, it's just genetic enhancements. Hey, do you want to be enslaved by aliens or have some morally gray area super soldiers?
Oh, I'm wrecked. I'm wrecked. I can't watch this movie ever again.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Just watch the show. Maybe it'll some plot holes.
You...
I'm giving you a brief summary, okay?
Oh, okay.
That's just a little bit of the backstory.
All right, we're here. All right, we're here. These elves will be definitely part of the Nuremberg trials. But we'll continue down this road. Continue telling me about the crimes against humanity that were perpetrated upon these children.
I mean, he does quit and they go to the real world for a little while, for a year. He gets Kumar from Harold and Kumar, White Castle. And he turns the North Pole into Amazon. But instead of Amazon, instead of two-day shipping, he can do instant shipping because he sends drones through portals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
every day's Christmas.
Sure, man. But did he... horrifically force breed and genetically modified children?
No.
Then I'm good with this guy. Sure.
They didn't genetically modify them. They just happen to be magical born children.
They're mutants. They're X-Men.
Okay.
Not all X-Men wanted it.
Okay.
And they weren't given a choice.
It's just human evolution, Danny.
Oh. No.
Get on board. You're going to be left in the dust. You don't want to be one of those fucking normies, okay?
Jesus Christ. Do his children have blonde hair and blue eyes?
No.
Oh, that could have been so much worse.
They do. So the little girl talks to animals.
Uh-huh.
And you find out the reason why the Santa's reindeer can fly is just because they choose to believe they can. In the show, she talks a horse into believing it can fly.
Did she talk a horse into believing it can fly, or did she use the powers of her mind to pick it up and throw it through the sky?
Oh.
Yeah?
No.
Which one is that?
It just believes it can fly. So it starts flying.
Yeah? Did it? Yeah. Did it really? I believe that she chucked it just to see how far she could throw it. Oh man. Okay. So
getting back to this movie.
Oh, my brain hurts.
Charlie's going through a lot of emotional issues.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to believe him that his dad's Santa Claus.
Yeah, man. I feel him. I'm going through it too.
And you know, he's just struggling the whole time, and his stepdad being a shrink doesn't help. He's just trying to convince him that he's, you know, just being a child.
Yeah.
And then he needs to grow up.
Yeah. They want this kid to believe he's crazy because he's seen some crazy things.
He's been inside the cogwheel, you know?
Yeah. He saw how the sausage was made.
Yeah.
And sometimes your mind just can't come back from a thing like that. Just like how I'll never watch this movie the same way again.
So... at the same time where Charlie's struggling with his identity... you have Scott, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Tim Allen's character, is just turning into Santa.
He's
gaining weight, and his personality's changing.
His hair is instantly turning white, and his beard is instantly growing.
Yeah. So he's turning into our general image of what we would recognize as Santa Claus.
Yeah, it's extremely unhealthy.
An old, fat, white guy with a beard.
Extremely unhealthy.
But... as you see, he goes to the doctor and he's in perfect health.
It's, you know, it's not his fault because he's already being genetically modified at this point. Whatever, it's the hot chocolate that Judy gave him. Oh my God. It started the process. There was something in the hot chocolate that Judy gave him that started the gene therapy.
1,200-year-old hot chocolate was just made to perfection, okay?
It started the gene therapy and genetic modifications changing him physically.
I think it was just him signing the clause that changed him. So,
no.
The suit actually has magical powers. It is a sentient being in the show.
Yeah, I saw it's like
crawling around.
It's like Doctor Strange's cape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So I think it's just him being tied to.
Wonder what poor bastard soul they ripped out of their body and shoved in the clothes.
Actually, the coat is actually made from the original Saint Nicholas.
What?
His outfit, not from him. Supposedly. But it's you actually meet Saint Nick in the show during the Yuletide universe, so it's actually made from his original outfit, and that's why it got its magical powers.
You meet Saint Nicholas?
Yeah, he meets Saint Nicholas.
Is God in on this too?
I mean, technically.
What if it's not God?
I mean, in the third movie, if you watch it, by far the worst one. It shows all the magical fairy tales and stuff.
What if it's Satan? And what this series has showed us that we've been nothing but a pack of Satan worshippers from the very beginning.
Funny that you mentioned that.
Oh, God.
They put in a little joke as he's retiring in the show.
Yeah.
The children, they're doing a little dance and they have signs. They all have different letters. They all hop out and they're dancing around and stuff, and they spell... we love you. It's supposed to be Santa, but they mix it up, and it's the first thing it says is "We love you, Satan."
That wasn't a mix up from the other eugenics you've been telling me about. That was not a mix up.
And then they're like, "Oh no, spelling," and then they fix it towards Santa. But I always thought it was kind of oddly suspicious that Satan and Santa were so close.
The OG Saint Nicholas was serving the wrong guy.
They're both dressed in red.
Yeah, the devil wears Prada. Oh my goodness. God's not represented, only Satan. The elves are Nazis. These children are a victim of eugenics. Oh man. This is deep. It's deep. There's layers here.
Yeah, man. It's like an onion.
You've broke me. You broke me.
You thought you were just going to watch a normal Christmas movie this year.
I so thought I was just watching a normal Christmas movie. Oh, man. Neil was right. Whole time.
Yeah. You a big Neil fan?
I am now.
Well, in the third movie, which you haven't seen, right? He creates a robot Santa to replace him. That way he can go and, you know, spend time with his family and stuff. And literally that robot Santa turns into Hitler and creates a army of robot nutcrackers. And they take over the North Pole. Is that the third one?
Imagine that.
But that was all subplot there from Jack Frost.
The Nazis resurrected their old boss Hitler. Yeah. It makes sense.
He straight up turns the North Pole into Nazi Germany.
Home sweet home for Deutschland. Oh my goodness. I can't watch this. I can't ever rewatch this movie. And I've rewatched this movie a lot. I think I've rewatched this movie more than any other movie ever.
Really?
I've definitely watched this more than Starship Troopers.
Nah, I think I've watched Home Alone more than this. I mean,
I don't think I've watched
like Home Alone Jurassic this. Park and stuff like that.
No, I know I haven't watched Jurassic Park more than this. This is the kind of thing where, like, there for a while, you would see it a couple times a year during the holiday season, mm-hmm. right? And I know I've watched it most years.
Well, now you just watch it, and it's a little more interesting, you know? Kind of sparks some ideas of what's really going on behind the scenes.
Now that I can see the truth?
Sure.
Jesus.
So the end of this movie is they take away Scott's custody rights.
Yeah.
So he goes and immediately goes to see his child.
Kidnaps him.
And then kidnaps him.
Yep.
And the rest of this movie is them going around delivering presents while the cops are looking for him.
Yeah. The cops accost a lot of people.
Yep. The cops go around arresting every Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
because
they're looking for a
guy who looks like Santa. In this scene, there's a they show a map of the Miller's house and their battle plan.
Yes.
And it just shows a bunch of cops parked at a donut shop.
Yep.
A couple blocks away.
Yep. And then there is a tall tree.
Yeah.
And then the Miller's house. And that's it. Yeah. That's it. Every cop in the city is going to be at the donut shop.
I mean, that is the best strategic point.
Right.
To capture Santa.
Right. Right. You ever heard don't rob a bank across from the best donut shop in three counties?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a very well-known saying. So you always check to see if their donuts are good. If they have crappy donuts, you're good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then we get, after they arrest all these Santas, they bring the wife in for a lineup.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any sense to me.
Because they have positive identification already. They know exactly who they're looking for.
It's not like they might be a random different Santa that mugged and she has to be like, yeah, that was the one. But no. And the variety of the lineup was very interesting.
Yeah.
They throw in, I believe, to be a female.
Yeah.
And then also a black person.
Yeah.
Like it might have been one of them.
Even when you don't match the description, you still match the description. Get in there.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. Maybe she'll just point at him and they'll be like, yeah, we knew it. Black Santa is not a real thing. Sorry, you got to go to prison.
Message. Didn't even do nothing. Think you're tough.
So then they finally land at the Miller's house, a.k.a. the mother and stepdad.
Yes. Know,
and the cops arrest Santa and drag him out in front of all the children, take him to prison.
They pick him up by his arms and tote him to the car.
Yeah, I'm sure he weighs like 200, 300 pounds or something.
They arrest Santa in front of a bunch of kids.
Yeah, which we find out later that quite a few of them are elves.
Because they walk among us.
Yeah.
They're lizard people.
They're just checking to see if who's been naughty or nice, Danny.
Yeah.
That's why I don't trust children.
And if you've been naughty, you'll be cleansed. They're going to take you to the special naughty camp with all the other naughty kids.
So the elves send in the ELFS.
Yeah.
To break Santa out. That's their hit crew, which is the Efficient Liberation Flight Squad. It's just elves with jetpacks.
Yeah.
They're trained for combat, these elves, for murdering.
Yeah.
So they go in, assault the police station, take out all the guards, break Santa out.
They're stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm. Then he immediately goes back.
Yep, to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
To say I'm back, I abducted my child.
Yeah.
And then the child's mom was like, you are Santa.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why would you think that? Why would you think that?
She believes now, man. The brainwashing worked.
He's pulling us into his delusion.
And he gets sucked right in. Neil gets, but he gets his little wiener whistle, okay?
He does.
When he was 3 years old, he wanted a wiener whistle.
I'm pretty sure the reason we never see Neil again is probably because after this, Neil lost his mind and either took a large amount of opioids and ended his life, or put a gun barrel in his mouth.
Well, they come either back. Or. They come back in the next movie.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
So it took a while. Okay.
It never shows the step-parent, Neil or the mother in the show, so...
I was going to say that this was just okay.
It does show Bernard. So Bernard is in the show. Apparently, he fell in love with some Emmy actress. I can't remember who it was. She's like in her 80s or something. She's older. But that's why it says... That's why he's aged. Because he's chosen to live with the humans.
Yeah.
He's married a human. Now he's just aging out.
Well, no one would I know now. This movie is so much worse than I ever could have possibly imagined. I was going to say that this was a pretty decent little movie, standalone film. and it really didn't need sequels. It's, you know, it was good enough on its own. But now that I know that everything I saw on screen was nothing but an elaborate crime against humanity perpetrated by polar Nazis, I can't recommend watching this. I can't. No.
The movie's fine. Watch it. You know, your kids will enjoy it. They're not going to understand any of the...
They won't get the Nazi references.
No, they won't.
All until the stuff. They get to be...
In 30 years,
when they rewatch it. Almost going through a midlife crisis.
And they release a TV show filling in all the plot holes.
My soul hurts.
You're welcome. I am happy to be there on your journey as I slowly destroy your childhood.
Oh, holy smokes, dude. I mean, I know we joke a lot, but this is for real fucked me up. Yeah, man, movie's great. Y'all should should watch it. It's great. It's a holiday classic.
Yep. Your kids will love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
And there are no more Nazis in this than, say, The Sound of Music. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Watch it.
Yeah, it's a good, wholesome family movie.
Yeah. I only hate this like two. Even with all the eugenics, I only hate this like two.
Yeah. I can't hate this. Even, I mean, watching it now, I think it's a little boring.
Yeah. But it's literally because we've seen it so much. If we were younger, if we were actually kids, it'd be great.
Yeah, I'd probably enjoy it. The series is really interesting. The second movie was fine because you get the whole Mrs. Claus clause.
By the way, you make it sound, we could probably just skip two and three and just watch this in the series.
I'd watch two. Really? You could skip three.
Okay.
But I'd watch two. It does have some references.
And three was just a blatant cash grab.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three was real bad.
Like, we need to punch that paycheck one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But two was actually still good and wholesome and stuff, and it was fun.
Yeah.
I think I'll watch two this year, actually.
I really enjoy the style of Tim Allen movies.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Tim Allen personally, but stuff like this I've always liked. I like this. I like Jungle to Jungle. I liked... I loved Home Improvement when I was growing up.
I used to watch Home Improvement all the time.
Yeah.
All these early 90s Tim Allen movies, and I think one of my favorite movies today is Galaxy Quest.
Yeah. Yeah, Galaxy Quest. Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Galaxy Quest. It's a Star Trek spoof, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it was... Galaxy Quest was way better than it deserved to be.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes, it was good.
But even stuff like Toy Story is, you know, fantastic.
Yeah. I've not watched any modern Tim Allen stuff. I've not watched, what is it, Last Man Standing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm aware it exists. I've just never seen it.
You know, he's still in the Toy Story movies and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's still doing stuff.
But, you know, like you said, I might actually like the Disney Plus series now that I know it, you know, plays through like a World War II documentary.
Yeah. I'd watch.
Except the good guys lose. Yeah.
The series wasn't terrible. It was interesting. It wasn't very funny. The jokes are really childish. They don't really land.
It's a bunch of cringe jokes, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. No. All the jokes are real cringy. They're like,
yeah, screw it. I'll skip it.
But the storyline is interesting.
Okay. I don't know, man. That's about all I got for this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Blew my fucking mind with this, dude.
Make sure you...
my brain hurts.
Like and subscribe. And happy holidays.
Yeah. Hit up the comments, Facebooks, Twitter, social media stuff. Click the things. Click the thumbs up button or the thumbs down button. Who cares?
And we could say Merry Christmas now. I think they brought that back.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, President Trump.
Yeah, thanks, Trump.
Always remember, vote Republican.
Bye, guys.
See you later, guys.